Amen and amen. And we decree and declare this is the day that the Lord has made. We decree and declare that we are truly the healed of the Lord this day. We decree and declare that we are the strength of the Lord this day. We decree and declare clarity over our lives this day. We decree and declare angelic visitations take place on this day. We decree and declare divine hedge of protection over the lives of your people and their families this day. We decree and declare abundance this day. We decree and declare the increase of the Lord take place this day. We decree and declare the love of the Lord surround and encompass us this day. We decree and declare divine connection this day. We decree and declare the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding take hold of us this day. We decree and declare the joy of the Lord over our lives and our family lives this day. We decree and declare fruit-bearing good works this day. We decree and declare in you we move, live, and have our being this day. We decree and declare right relationships take place now this day. We decree and declare prosperity this day. We decree and declare the turnaround take place this day. We decree and declare right direction. Let your word continue to be a lamp on our feet and a light unto our path this day. We decree and declare the double portion this day. We decree and declare the favor around travel, traveling mercy this day. We decree and declare escalation and promotion over our lives this day. We decree and declare the blessings of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow this day. We decree and declare money-making, money-creative ideas happening this day. We decree and declare God loads us daily with benefits, for he is our salvation this day. We decree and declare the manifestation of your word take place this day. We decree and declare open doors and opportunities for your people this day. We decree and declare the pour out of your blessing, which we have not room yet to receive this day. We decree and declare that we are the lender and not the borrower this day. We decree that we are the head and not the tail this day. Oh, prophetess, let's open up the prayer line and begin to start speaking in our heavenly language.
I'm going to go to the hospital. Another man. Glory to your name, God. Bless your name, Jesus. We praise you. We love you. We give you glory, honor, and praise for what you're doing in our lives, God. And we thank you, God, for another day to come before you in prayer, gathering on this prayer line once again, God, to give you glory, honor, and praise. Thank you for your mercy and your goodness, your mercy and your goodness, God. We give you glory. Lord, we love you and we thank you. And we ask you, God, just asking, Lord, that you would still the waters, cease the storm, God. Speak to your storms, God. Peace be still. Oh, God, please, we thank you. We thank you. Not begging, God, we're just thanking you, thanking you. Thank you for your mercy, God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. And thank you for all of the prophets on the line who are gathered again to give you glory, honor, and praise, God. And as we seek your face for the things that we desire, the things that are on the prayer wall, God, we're asking you to just look upon us, hear our prayer, and we thank you for being in the midst of us, God. Bless your people, God. Bless each and every prophet and their families, Lord. And bless the people who are listening in. And we thank you, God, for the Master Prophet and Prophetess Pastor Deborah Jordan, for their leadership and guidance. God, give them strength, bless them. Help us as prophets to hold up their arms. Thank you, Father, for your mercy. And I thank you for healing me, oh God. Thank you for your healing virtue. Let it go out amongst all your people, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, we're just thanking you for another day to come into your presence. Father, we just thank you for world peace. We thank you for Prophetess Cynthia Dawson and her family. Father, we thank you for the storms that you're quieting down. We thank you for all the volunteers that are in place, willing and able to be and assist the people of God. Father, we just thank you for healing and strength. We thank you for the victory always in advance. Father, we thank you for the deliverance of healing strength. Father, we thank you for the hedge of protection you keep around our people from sunup to sundown. Father, we thank you for the harmony. We thank you for the overwhelming of joy, joy in our heart, joy in our mind, joy in our soul. Because, Father, we know that you are truly our source. And without you and your son, where will we ever be? Father, we thank you for the good report of healing and strength to every family member, to every prayer request that is going forth right now. Father, we thank you for your awesome gift of instruction and guidance. Father, we thank you for the company of prophets. We thank you for poem and prophecology. Father, we thank you for the hedge of protection, even ahead of time before the prophets begin to travel to South Africa. Father, may it just be a delight unto your soul at the arrival. Father, we thank you for travel and mercy. We thank you for all that you do and who you are. Father, we thank you for Texas, and we thank you for Florida. Father, we thank you for family relationships. We thank you for the mending of any kind of relationship, Father. We thank you for new connections. And, Father, we just thank you. I love you, and I just proud to be a part of who you say I am in this world. Father, we thank you for our Archbishop, Pastor Prophet Ebon R. Jordan, and our leading lady, Pastor Prophet Deborah Jordan. We thank you for the Jordan family. Father, we thank you for the legacy of every family that is represented. We thank you for those that had not even had a chance to come on the call, but hearing a good report, the good news about this prayer line, Father, we invite and we just thank you for all of those that are being connected day in and day out. And I ask all these things in Jesus' almighty name. Amen and amen.
I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Father God, as we come tonight, dear Lord, to give you thanks, to give you praise, Lord, to worship and adore you, Lord, we just thank you for the opportunity. Lord, we thank you for the privilege. Father God, we thank you, O God, that, Father, you have gathered us in your name. And, Lord, we ask that you touch each and every one on the line, O God. Father, for those who were not able to make it, Lord, we ask that you put a hedge of protection around them also. Father God, we thank you, O God, for that love that you have given unto us. Father God, we thank you, O God, that you are leading us and guiding us, dear Father, protecting us, dear Father. In the name of Jesus, O God, I place, O God, the sick and the shut-ins, O God, into your hands, Lord, and we thank you for your healing. Lord, I pray, O God, for Prophet Cynthia Dawson, God. Continue to work miracles, Lord. God, you are God of gods and Lord of lords, dear Father, and nothing, O God, is impossible for you. And we just give you thanks, God. Give her comfort and peace in the name of Jesus. Bless her family. Father God, I pray also, God, for Prophetess Clara Phillips, Lord. Continue to heal her, Lord. Touch her from the crown of her head and to the sole of her feet. And we thank you, God, that you are making her whole, O God, and complete in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus, O God. Father God, for spiritual leaders. Lord, I pray, O God, for Master Prophet Jordan, O God, and Lady Pastor Deborah Jordan, O God. And we pray for them and we ask you that we continue to strengthen and keep them, to lead them. Continue to anoint them, dear Father. We thank you, God, for all the good things that you're doing to them, Father. Continue, O God, Lord, to have mercy, O God, and, Lord, meet their needs, dear Father. Lord, I thank you for their family. I thank you, God, for Mother Jordan and Mother Berrien. Lord, you continue to bless them, Father. O God, women of wisdom, dear God, and we thank you for them. Father God, I pray, O God, for those, dear God, who are experiencing the hurricane, Lord God, those, Father God, in the Caribbean islands, oh God, who have lost their loved ones, comfort them, Lord. Father God, I pray, Father, for those in Florida. Lord God, I pray, God, that your hands, oh God, will be on the wind, the storm, dear God, to calm it down. Father God, let there be peace, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, continue, Lord God, to send help, oh God, from the north, the south, the east, and the west, so that your people, oh God, can be at comfort and at peace, dear Lord. Father, we just thank you, God, for who you are, mighty God. Have your way, Lord. God, we give you praise and we give you honor. Bless our young people. Bless our family. Thank you for our relationships, dear Father. And God, we continue to decree and declare, O God, prosperity over us all in the mighty name of Jesus. As I say, thanks again in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, God, because truly this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. And God, thank you, God, for leading us and guiding us along the way, oh God. And thank you, God, for ordering our step, oh God. God, we thank you, and we give you all honor and praise, oh God. We thank you that our speech be speechless, God. And we thank you, God, for putting us on God against our human weaknesses, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, for letting us decrease and you increase in our lives, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, that truly you are our sovereign protector, God, and our sovereign protector as well, God. God, we thank you, God, for enlightening us, God, and enlightening us in our understanding, God. And God, we thank you, God, for inflaming our will to purify our body and sanctify our souls, God. God, we thank you, Father God, that our desires is fixed on you, God, and your will be done in our lives, God, and not our will, but your will, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for the peace that passes understanding that you give us, God. We thank you, God, for peace in our community, God, of all your people, God. And we thank you, God, for your hedge of protection over our children, our loved ones, and family of your people, God. And we thank you, God, for all your leaders all over the world, God. We thank you, God, for giving them directions in their lives and also the lives of your people, God. And, God, we thank you, God, for traveling mercies, God, and for protecting us as we travel by air and land and sea, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for keeping us safe and guiding us wherever we may be and go, God. And, God, we thank you, God, for comforting and graciously regarding those who suffer affliction, God. And, God, we thank you, God, for helping them, God. And we thank you, God, for helping those who shut in as well, God, by your insurance of your the insurance of your presence, God. And we thank you, God, for all the prophetesses, our prophetess Cynthia Dawson, God, and you know the ones touched that continue to touch them, heal her, and God, that your will be done in her life, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment, you shall condemn, oh God. Because when you arise, the enemy scatters, oh God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, in your precious, mighty, full, and masterful name we pray. Amen and amen.
Prophetess Juanita George.
Hello.
Prophetess Juanita.
Yes. Father God, we thank you for this evening and the ability to pray. We thank you, Father God, for the protection that you have set upon every person that is evacuating. We thank you for the safety as they're traveling to places of safety. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for obedience of those following the instructions of the leaders evacuating. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for those who have decided to stay, that you have set forth angels around them of protection. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for opening our minds to the wisdom that you will give and the instructions as those that are traveling to safe areas, that they may do the right things and make the right decisions as they are there. We thank you for the leadership and the wisdom that they were given and giving them the proper instructions that are needed for the safety of your people, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for those who have already been affected by the storm, that they are already in their right mind, that they are making the right decisions, and that they are under a hedge of protection so that no one and no evil will set against them in any way. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the safety of the homes, the vehicles, and all of the possessions that people have had to leave, that those things are safe, that they are safe, and that Lord's angels are guiding the storm so that it will cease and it will just go back to the sea and not rise again. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that not only just the storm Irma, but any sort of storm or fire, that is cease in, that peace is in all the areas that are affected. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your goodness. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your mercy. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiveness of all of our sins. We thank you, Lord Jesus, forever washing us with your precious blood. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the protection you ever give and the guidance of our footsteps as we go throughout all the days of our life. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the life of our leaders in Archbishop Ebenezer Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan. We thank you for the wisdom that you given to them and are given to them, and that the prophets are able to receive the wisdom, and we're all walking in obedience for our purpose and our destiny and fulfilling the vision of the prophetic And we are walking in obedience, Lord Jesus. And we are thanking you, Lord Jesus, for your goodness. We're thanking you, Lord Jesus, for your mercy. We're thanking you, Lord Jesus, for your grace. We are loving you and we are honoring you every day of our lives. Amen and amen.
Oh, hallelujah, God. We bless your name. We bless your name. Hallelujah, God. We love you this day and we trust you. For blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. God, and we trust you. We don't have a choice but to trust you, because when man fails, God, you're there. When family fails, you are there, Father God. We're trusting you for every miracle, Father God. We're trusting you for every health situation, Father God. We're trusting you for every legal paperwork that has to be done, Father God. We're trusting you, Father God, for every financial situation that has to come forth, Father God. We're trusting you, Father God. We're decreeing miracles in this season, Father God. We're decreeing, Father God, and declaring new network, new prophetic network, Father God. We're decreeing, Father God, that the minds are open, our minds are open to more wisdom, Father God. We're thanking you, God, for there is more than enough, Father God. We thank you for the people that you're connecting us with, Father God, for prophetic situations and even jobs, for even the people desiring jobs and right relationships in this hour. We're decreeing and declaring freedom from abusive relationships, from addictive situations, Father God, and any illnesses that may try to come up even through this flooding hurricane situation, Father God. We thank you, God, and we bless your name for our leader that you've assigned us to, Father God, Archbishop Jordan and Lady Pastor Jordan, Father God. We're thanking you for blessing and keeping their family, their seed, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for answering the prayers of everyone established on this line, Father God. You know them. You know their name and their situation, Father God. We are standing in the space and touching and agreeing with the people here assigned on this day, Father God. We thank you for every assigned angel that is going out, that has gone out, Father God, to give direction, Father God, and sight to those in this hurricane season. We thank you for touching our seniors and keeping them. Thank you for our prophets, Father God, not just in the order, but the prophets around the world set out to do as you assigned them to do. We thank you for our leaders, even in ministries around the world, Father God, the hearts that are open. And Father God, I thank you for those who are going out and not thinking about their life, but thinking about other people's lives and saving animals and families, Father God, in this hour. Touch them in a special way. Touch Prophetess Mascarene Cohen and Prophetess Tangela and Prophet William Richards, Father God. Thank you for restoration in this hour, covering the homes, Father God. We give your name always the glory. I love you, God. I love you, and I thank you, God, for assigning me to this ministry. God bless you. Oh, hallelujah. Amen.
Heavenly Father, as we come to you on another beautiful, blessed day that you have created, I thank you, Lord, that we have gathered together once again in unity and are able to lift our voices unto you and rejoice, Lord. We are coming boldly to your throne, Lord, and I am requesting that, Lord, you hear these effectual, fervent prayers of your righteous people that are on this line right now, Father God. I thank you in advance for the restoration and the turnaround of the situation for people who have been affected by Hurricane Harvey. And Lord, I thank you in advance for the turnaround and the situations for the people who are in the impact of Hurricane Irma. Lord, you know what is best for us during this time. And I thank you for your love that still surrounds us, in your grace and mercy that endures forevermore. Lord, be with each and every person that are in the Caribbean islands, and be with each and every person that are in the state of Florida, including me and my children as well, Lord. I thank you in advance for what you are doing, even if we may not understand it. And Lord, I lift up Prophetess Cynthia Dawson unto you, and I thank you for what you are still doing in her life. And I lift up Prophet William Richards right now, Lord, and I ask that you will allow us to hear his voice again. And I thank you for that in advance. And, Lord, I thank you for our leaders, Archbishop Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan and his lovely wife, Prophetess Pastor Deborah Jordan and their children and grandchildren as well. And Lord, thank you especially for Prophetess Darlene Gray and the work that you're doing in her life as well, Father God. Thank you, thank you, and thank you once again. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father, I lift the flag of praise high and declare you are King. I walk boldly forward into the kingdom land and trust in you as fortress. I stand strong rooted in the goodness of your love and draw near to you, Father. We write upon your grace and thank you that the battle has already been won, my God. You are my King, my fortress, my strength, and you are our Redeemer, Lord. We lift your name higher above all others and worship you. Some trust in their war chariots and others in their horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord. Such people will stumble and fall, but we will rise and stand firm. Give victory to the King, O Lord. Answer as we call. You are God. You are above. You are magnified and mighty. Your name holds more authority than I could ever conceive. You are stronger than I could ever dream. You are wiser than I could ever comprehend. You are my more loving and compassionate. We thank you, Father, that as we dwell in the shelter of the Most High God, we will rest in the shadow of the Almighty, and we will say to the Lord, He is our refuge and our fortress. Oh, my God, in you we trust. Surely he will save you from the fallen snare and from the deadly pestle. He will cover us with his feather, and under his wings we will find refuge. We thank you, Lord, even as those people, my God, who have been attacked by the storm, they will find refuge under your wing, and your faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. They will not fear the terror of night, my Father. They will not even arrow that flies by day, because you are with them and because you are protecting them, Lord. And no pestle that strikes in the darkness, no plague that is struck at midday. 1,000 may fall. Whatever the storm that may think is doing, my God, we know even 10,000 at their rent high, but it will not come near them because your hand is upon them. And as you always protect them, my God, we thank you even for our families, my God. We thank you for the families of... I'm sorry. We thank you even for our families in this time, Father. My family that are in South Africa right now, Lord, I thank you even for protecting them, Lord, as even you are building the hedge of fire around them. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Prophet Joshua.
Amen. And Father God, we thank you for this time. We thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for this prayer line, Father God. We thank you, Father God. But we know that this is a day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we thank you now for covering each and every one of our leaders, Father God, even now, Father God. We thank you for covering our archbishops, covering all of our pastors, Father God, covering all of our bishops, covering all of our ministers, our deacons and deaconesses, Father God, covering each and every prophet, Father God, in the prophetic order, and each prophetess, Father God. We thank you now, Father God, for doing and having your will and having your way, Father God. We thank you, Father God, and we just want to just bless your holy name, Father God. We want to thank you even now for the divine hedge of protection, Father God, that you have even over all of those individuals, Father God, in the states of Florida and even in the state of Georgia, Father God. We thank you now for covering them, Father God, even as they travel, Father God, and they're coming and they're going, Father God. We want to ask that you even continue to keep those that are, Father God, that are staying in the midst of the storm, Father God. We ask that you continue to keep them, Father God. And we ask that you deliver and send your angels, Father God, to just cover and bless them, Father God. We thank you now, Father God, for even touching those that are sick and shut in, Father God, those that need your healing, Father God, need your grace, need your mercy, Father God. I want to thank you now, Father God, for shewing it to them, Father God, for your word declares, Father God, that by your stripes we are made healed, Father God. We want to thank you, Father God, for the healing in advance, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for healing, wholeness, and completion, Father God, for all those, Father God, that are in need, Father God. I want to thank you now for touching your daughter, Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, Father God, even now. I want to thank you, Father God, for healing and touching your daughter, Prophetess Betsy Allen, Father God, I want to thank you, Father, for doing a new thing, Father God, even for all of our grandparents, just touching the elderly in our community, Father God, even the elderly that are in the state of Florida, Father God, even the elderly in the state of Georgia, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for just covering them, Father God, and just sending you even over to them, Father God, their youth, Father God. Continue to restore unto them, Father God, their mind, Father God. We want to thank you now, Father God, for doing a new thing over their lives. Father God, we want to thank you for doing a new thing even over our children, Father God. Touch them as they enter into the school year. We'll be so careful to give you all the praise, glory, and honor. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen and amen.
Pastor Prophet Mascarene Cohen.
Father God, we thank you right now for this time and this opportunity to come before your throne of grace with praise and thanksgiving. As your word said, we will bless the Lord at all times, and your praise shall continue to be in our mouth, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, for our Archbishop, Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan, and our leading lady, Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan, and for her stand concerning your people all over the world, Father God. I thank you for this prophetic family, the company of prophets, Father God. And I decree and declare miracles, Father God, and breakthroughs in the lives of your people, Father God. And Father God, right now I stand in the gap on the behalf of your people here in Jacksonville, Florida, and even in the state of Florida, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that you said in your word, what is impossible, you will make possible. And Father God, right now, even as you reverse a word that was set against right now Hezekiah's life, God, he turned to you, Father God, and you reversed the decision on his life, God, and then you added to him and saved the city, God. And Father God, I decree and declare that promise. Let there be a reverse anointing. But you begin to reverse the storm, God, back into the sea now. In the name of Jesus, let it dissipate. Let it be eradicated under your blood, right? I call forth right now Michael the archangel. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And hallelujah, Gabriel the archangel right now to bring good news even to the media, God. In the name of Jesus. I call forth Raquel. Hallelujah. The angels of justice and order to begin to warfare right now on the behalf of concerning this storm right now. In the name of Jesus, let God arise in that hurricane and let the enemy be scattered in it. In the name of Jesus, the, hallelujah, the devices of it, let it be scattered right now back into the sea right now. In the name of Jesus, I decree it, I declare it right now in the name of Jesus. Let there be a reverse anointing. Reverse it, God. And even as you begin to reverse the hallelujah, those things that was against us, God, let it be turned around for us, God. In the name of Jesus, where there was lack, let it be reversed into abundance. Where there was sickness, let it be reversed into healing, hallelujah, and restoration. In the name of Jesus, where there was death, let there be reversed into life. And I thank you, Father God. I thank you for a reverse anointing. Reverse it, reverse it. I decree, I declare now, in the name of Jesus. Balaam, the Lord rebuke you right now. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke that, hallelujah, that hurricane right now. In the name of Jesus, we know, God, that all things is possible for those that believe. And Father, we come to you by faith. The just shall live by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight, God. In the name of Jesus. And Father God, I declare, hallelujah, victory and turn around. And God, let even fear move the people, God. Let them move it out of their life, God. Let perfect love, hallelujah, invade their life, God. In the name of Jesus, because your word says perfect love casts out all fear. We come against the spirit of fear because you have not given us the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Hallelujah, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through the pulling down of every stronghold. God, we thank you for the reverse. We thank you for the victory right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen.
Hallelujah. And we thank you for every utterance. We thank you for every prayer. And we thank you for everyone represented on this call. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you.
Amen.
And are there any announcements at this time? Prophet Joshua.
Amen. And I want to just invite the people of God to come and join us tomorrow for our 11 a.m. service. It is going to be at 310 Riverside Drive, 103rd Street at Zoe Ministries. We also will have a 4 p.m. prophetic practices service as well.
Amen.
And Prophet Masquerine, did you want? Can you give the people of God the information of where you'll be at?
Yes, we will be at 1265 South Lane Avenue, and we'll be having our service at 10 a.m. this Sunday. Hallelujah, because of the weather condition, and we know God is in control, but we'll be there from 10, hallelujah, a.m. until 1:30 p.m., and we'll be leaving promptly. So I encourage those that want a reverse. Reverse anointing. I encourage you to come out. Whatever's been coming against you in this season, can I tell you, the things that have been coming against you, there's going to be a reverse anointing at Shekinah. But God's getting ready to reverse that which has been against you. So if you want to move things to begin to move in a reverse direction, and I'm talking about a 360, right turn around. I'm talking about a shundo season. If you want that, come out. 1265 South Lane Avenue, Unit 12 and 13 at 10 a.m. And we will be there prophesying the word of the Lord, praying in the Holy Ghost. And I'm telling you, the fire of God is getting ready to show up in the midst of the storm. And there will be peace. So I encourage everybody to come out. And I invite everyone, come out. Bring somebody, tell somebody about the reverse anointing. Hallelujah, that is Shekinah. God bless you all. I love y'all to life. We know that God is still in control. God bless you all. Glory. Hallelujah.
And this is Prophetess Jessica Jordan. I just wanted to announce for those of you who will be in the New York area tomorrow at 2:30 p.m. At the church, 310 Riverside Drive, there'll be a special presentation by some doctors from Columbia University about Alzheimer's awareness and, you know, things we can do to prevent the disease, things that cause it, and they'll be available to answer all of our questions. If you are in the area, I do encourage you to come out. That's tomorrow at 2:30 p.m.
Amen, amen, amen. Let's govern ourselves accordingly, and we will be back again for 12 midnight for another midnight cry. God bless each of you is my prayer. Good night.
God bless you too. Good night.
Amen. God bless you. Love you, family. Good night.
You too. Good night.
God bless.